This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. American troops are scheduled to withdraw from Iraqi cities by the end of June, but U.S. commanders are worried about Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul. There, shootings and bombings still occur almost daily. Elections held this year have not calmed the situation. In fact, Mosul's new government may be stirring up tensions between Arabs and Kurds, tensions that now threaten to spread across the north of Iraq. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Mosul.
Mosul prided itself as the home of Iraq's military commanders during Saddam Hussein's government. After the American invasion, insurgents made it their haven and forbade Arabs from voting. But in January, an Arab nationalist coalition called Al-Hadba won provincial elections. The previous ruling coalition, dominated by Kurds, came in second. Despite the split, Hadba announced that it would not give the Kurds any cabinet positions in the new government.
So they need to respect Iraqi law. They need to respect the people votes for Al-Hadba. Al-Hadba have the majority.
Sheikh Abdullah Ajil Al-Yawar is the leader of the largest faction in Al-Hadba. He lives outside Mosul in a palatial estate guarded by tribal fighters in bulletproof cars. The Kurdish party won only a third of the votes, and Al-Yawar defends the decision to shut them out of the government.
If he's saying, this part, do not vote Al-Hadba, who's saying that? How many states in the United States do not vote for Obama? How many they vote for the Republican, for McCain? Can those saying, we will not listen to Obama because we do not elected him?
But winner-takes-all politics has not gone over well. The 12 elected members of the Kurdish coalition walked out of the provincial council. When Al-Hadba still didn't budge, they went further. The mayors from several Kurdish-majority districts around Mosul gathered recently to announce that they will no longer participate at all in the provincial government. Effectively, they seceded. In fact, anti-Kurdish violence has already prompted most of these mayors to stay away from Mosul. They have a stronger relationship with the neighboring Kurdistan Autonomous Region, which would like to annex them. The Iraqi constitution provides for a referendum on such disputed territories, but now politics in the Mosul region have drawn some facts on the ground. A gang of Kurdish teenagers play soccer every afternoon in Sheikhan, one of the towns north of Mosul that has decided to pull out. The young men here say they feel free and safe in Kurdistan. They may have been swayed by this newly built, fenced-in soccer field with artificial turf, which along with all the other services in town, came from the Kurdistan regional government. For these towns, Mosul brings back painful memories, says Khosrow Guran, the leader of the Kurdish parties in Mosul.
We have very bad history with the former governors. They always excluded Kurds from everything. It was unable for Kurds to own a house in this city. And they kicked out Kurds from a lot of districts and brought others, especially Arabs, of course, to these areas. So they don't want these things will be repeated again.
And Guran himself is less than relaxed in Mosul. His own guards are visibly nervous as they move around the city, passing Arab-controlled police checkpoints. When Guran's Kurdish list won the elections here last time, they put Arabs in top positions, he says, because they knew Arabs were the real majority. Now the Hadba-led provincial government must include some Kurds, says Guran.
When we are not there, who will solve the problem? By force? This is the only way that they can solve the problems.
But Guran doubts the two sides will find peace in Mosul. He says tens of thousands of Kurds have already fled the city. Guran thinks the only solution is the referendum stipulated in the Iraqi constitution that will allow the disputed towns to join the Kurdish region. Sheikh Abdullah Al-Yawar from Hadba disagrees.
There is no future if they keep pushing for this point, this land for me, this land for me. It's not a piece of cake. All Iraq for all the Iraqis, not for the Arab or Shia or Sunni or Kurd or Turkoman.
But Sheikh Al-Yawar says none of the people on the Kurdish list are fit for the government in Mosul. He says their true allegiance is to the Kurdish region. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki recently appealed for inclusion of Kurds alongside Arabs in the provincial government. The new Hadba governor says talks with the Kurds have been postponed indefinitely. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Mosul, Iraq.